Let's make some way too early ADP predictions for 2026. Up next on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome into our final FBT Express of the regular season here on Friday, September 26th. I am Frank Sanfield, joined by Scott White. Let's play a little over-under, Scott. And where do we think the 2026 ADP will wind up for some of these very polarizing players? First up, no surprise, Byron Buxton is putting the finishing touches on a massive season. Hit two home runs here on Thursday. He's up to 34 home runs, 24 steals, and 124 games. Over under 75.5 is the ADP for next season.
Well, look, I mean, any other player, if he just had roughly a combined 60 home runs and steals, was as high end as Buxton was, like a top 10 outfielder basically in 2025, right? Certainly on a per game basis. Any other one doing that would easily go inside the top 75 in drafts. But it's Byron Buxton, and everybody's pre-wired to disbelieve anytime he does something for an extended stretch because of his considerable injury history. So I think people tend to overemphasize maybe the last thing they've seen and kind of forget about what happened before then. I don't know if they can do that in Buxton's case, but I think they will enough to get him inside the top 75. So I'll say under.
All right, next up, we have Nolan McLean of the Mets. He had a mixed outing here at the Cubs. 5 1/3 innings, 5 runs allowed, 3 homers allowed, but also had 11 strikeouts in this one. And he's made 8 starts, a 2.06 ERA, 1.04 whip, 10.7 K per 9, ground ball rate over 60%. Big prospect pedigree. Lots to be excited about for next season. Over under 99.5. Will Nolan McLean be a top 100 pick next season?
He might, but and I'm at a disadvantage because I haven't actually ranked starting pitchers yet. It's a very big position. I know there are a lot of good options, more than people probably realize off the top of their head. And so my gut feeling is McLean is going to be in that 36 to 40 range for me at starting pitcher. And that probably pushes him to more like 110, 120 range rather than inside the top 100. So I'm going to say over.
Here's another fun one for you, Scott. George Springer will not stop. He just hit his 31st home run. He's hitting over 300, over 100 runs scored, 16 steals. The fountain of youth for George Springer. The number here is 124.5 over under George Springer's ADP for next season.
So I feel pretty comfortable saying under for this because he was about as good as Buxton. And there are a lot of similar risk factors there. Springer's age, you mentioned, and it appeared like he was already on the decline, well into his decline coming into 2025. So this was a big reversal. There's reason for skepticism. But he was so good in 2025 that you could apply a pretty steep discount and still get him inside the top 120. So I'll say under for that.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll do a few more of these right after this. Welcome back in Fantasy Baseball Today. I have a pair of Dodgers here, Scott. First up, Yoshinobu Yamamoto had another great start at the D-backs. 6 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. He is down to a 2.49 ERA, a .99 whip for the season. Over under 24.5 for Yamamoto. Will he be drafted inside the top 2 rounds?
I just don't see it. There are so many good hitters to go in that range. I mean, just think of the pitchers, first of all. Okay, you're going to have Skubal in the top 2 rounds for sure. You're going to have Garrett Crochet. You're going to have
Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens, thank you. Those 3 for sure in the first 2 rounds. And they're bumping out a lot of good hitters that probably belong. So, you know, if you fit another pitcher in there, and I'm not sure Yamamoto is the clear number 4 anyway, but if you fit one in there, it's going to bump out somebody like Vladimir Guerrero or Gunnar Henderson or Jackson Churio, none of which I'm willing to do. And a lot of other hitters belong at that range, who, by the way, I'm not even mentioning. probably enough to populate a full round three. So even if you set the over under at 36.5 rather than 24.5, I might still take the under on Yamamoto. And I like Yamamoto, but I don't think he presents a clear enough advantage at starting pitcher to pass up a true stud hitter.
What about one of your favorites, Scott? Freddie Freeman. You just mentioned the number for Yamamoto, 36.5. I'll give you that same number for Freddie Freeman. Is he a top three round player for next season?
Yeah, I'm going to say over for him too. And I know my top two rounds are set. There are only two first basemen in there, Nick Kurtz and Vladimir Guerrero. And I have Freddie Freeman seventh at first base for next year. So am I going to fit five more first basemen in round three when I've already neglected starting pitcher and I'm struggling to get Yamamoto in round three? I don't see it. So I'm going to have to take the over for Freeman, who's, you know, look at his Statcast page, pretty clear signs of decline there in back-to-back years. Maybe another year removed from ankle surgery, he can regain some of that, but he's in his late 30s now, so probably not. I think it's more likely he takes a step back, another step back in 2026 than recovers some of what he lost.
Let's take a look at two sluggers here. Riley Green hit his 36th home run of the season, 111 RBI. The number here is 49.5 over under Riley Green's ADP for next season.
I'm going to say under. Might be a pretty close call. Points leagues, I think he'd definitely be over because he strikes out so much, doesn't walk much. But for Roto, his youth, his the amount of home runs he's going to hit, I think he'll be inside the first four rounds, yeah.
And Eugenio Suarez just hit his 49th home run. That ties a career high for him. Same number, 49.5. Will he be drafted as a top 50 player next season?
Harder call than Riley Green. Obviously, Eugenio Suarez is much older. He plays a weaker position, though, so there's going to be that scarcity element more with him. It kind of depends maybe on where he winds up, because if he re-signs with the Mariners, well, we know he doesn't hit very well in that environment. His batting average was terrible there coming over in a midseason trade, and obviously he has all those years previously where his numbers were suppressed in Seattle. So we want to see him leave Seattle for his fantasy value. And maybe there are a couple other venues where Eugenio Suarez, we might be a little reluctant to invest in him there. But just given how scarce high-end third basemen are going to be, and look, he's coming off basically a 50-homer season, I think I'll take the under on 49.5 for Eugenio Suarez as well. And he ends up being drafted pretty high.
All right. Just want to give everyone a big thanks for sticking with us and supporting this podcast, FBT Express, all season long. We will be here in the off season. We'll have two podcasts per week up until January, and then we'll start to ramp things back up there. But we do appreciate everyone sticking with us all season. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express. And we will be back again next week. Bye-bye.